Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm pimping up Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
I'm all right, Bob. How you doing, man?
I feel like Huggy Bear from the old show way back when. But anyway, last night, and you played in the major leagues for a long time on some really good teams. Any eight-run disaster that went from victory to the jaws of defeat? And how did the Orioles bounce back after last night? Because that thing, there's so many different ways to look at the L, but when you're up 8-0, man, you got to seal the deal here, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a tough one. I thought the Valentine's Day massacre was going to be enough for one season. But, boy, last night, it was surprising, too. Because, you know, here recently we've talked about a couple things. The Orioles' offense looks better, and they're starting to produce a little bit more. And sure enough, they did the day before, right? And the Orioles' bullpen has been about as good as anybody in the game for the last month anyway. And so what happened was the Orioles' offense forgot how to hit for the next six innings, and then the bullpen forgot how to do their job, you know, for a night. So I guess you kind of chalk it up to that. Me personally, I don't know if I've ever had that kind of loss. I think that was kind of an interesting one to be that far ahead so early. But you always, as an opposing team, if you fall behind early, you say, let's just chip away. And that's kind of what Tampa's notorious for. Pretty solid offense this year. And you knew they weren't just going to give up the ship. They were just going to keep having good at-bats and see what happens. And sure enough, they came out on top, and the Orioles' bats stopped it.
And, Mike, you mentioned the bullpen. And look, we can rag on Trevor Rogers because it's easy to do so. But what about Yunier Cano? We read his stats. I did earlier. He sucked in May. He was actually pretty good in June until last night. So was that an outlier for the month, or is this kind of an indicator that old Yunier Cano is not the all-star level guy we saw 2 years ago?
Well, he certainly isn't at that level. He's just been way too inconsistent. It was nice to see him have a nice stretch. Yeah, this is a little worrisome because, and I think for everybody in there, because when these kind of things happen, yeah, you turn the page, you be a pro, you forget about it. But every loss, especially interesting ones like this, you think about them and you think, oh my gosh, that could happen tonight. That could happen any night. I mean, there could be an implosion. And, you know, and it's happened so much this year that I think a lot of these players just don't feel that confident right now coming to the, you know, the last few innings of a game for multiple reasons. Yeah, the bullpen could falter or the bats could just stop doing what they do. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of concern, but what can the Orioles do right now? You make your adjustment and you keep going because I just don't think there's enough depth. There's nobody like Cano, that's for darn sure, in the organization. And when he's on his game, he's as good as anybody in the game.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and you have the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, which Bordy's going to tell us about as well. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So, yeah, the loss was a kick in the little birds. We get that. But still, they've been trending upwards in a big way. So is the lineups getting back together the last seven innings of last night's game? Not with you know, I don't want to forget about that. But are you still feeling better about the team today than you were 2-3 weeks ago? Good enough, Mike, that you think there is a realistic run to at least sniff wild card contention? Because there's a lot of mediocrity there flying around in the American League right now.
Boy, there sure is. And So there's just an incredible opportunity every night for this team. And even though last night was really disheartening, like, oh my gosh, how can a major league team kind of blow that league, especially one that's supposed to be trending as upward as we're all thinking, you know, how can they move forward? But they have to. And the fact that so many, the Yankees have just lost six in a row and their juggernaut offense forgot how to hit too. So it happens to everybody. So, you know, the Orioles are showing these flashes, and if they can lock into some more consistency, this road trip isn't over. You know, yeah, there was a great opportunity for them in last night's ball game. If they're not on their game tonight, this dude that's flipping it up there for the Rays, Rasmussen, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. He will just dominate these guys. So they got to find a way to flip the switch, move on. It's another game. Let's go about our business and have good at bats. And hopefully Morton holds up, man, and get to the middle part of this game, because that could be the key to the rest of this week. Once again, we're relying on Morton to stabilize. He's the one that started the sweep with the Angels because he got to the middle part of the game, and he's got to be the stabilizer again tonight. He's got to get in the middle because the bullpen's used up, and you don't want to go up into Yankee Stadium, you know, with not enough bullets.
Hey, Bordy, you know what's kind of funny is, I mean, usually, you know, after two innings and you've got eight runs, I mean, you're batting, you're like, man, let me up there. Everybody's hitting, you know, and then to go cold turkey. I mean, do you kind of let the pedal off the metal a little bit, or, you know, what do you mentally, they just like, it's 8-0, we got this one?
Man, it's so hard to put your finger on it because, you know, everybody wants to go up there and,
right,
keep getting
like
hit.
Let me bat.
Yeah, exactly. And you would think, you know, here you got an American League East opponent. This isn't like, okay, we got this one, they're just going to fold it up. Well, you got to keep your foot right on their neck, and you got to just keep burying them as much as you can, because a blowout game can disrupt the team for weeks. So, you know, the Orioles missed an opportunity for a lot of things to add on, build their stats, and to just kind of put the Rays back a step or two. And unfortunately, the Rays, you know, took advantage last night.
Yeah, moved to within a game and a half of first place, by the way. He's Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordy. Bordy, we know that you're awesome on BBT. I see it all the time, and certainly every Thursday here with us. But what about that Baltimore Baseball podcast that you and some guy, I think I kind of remember his name, do every
week?
You
think I look good on the BBT? I look really good on that Be More Baseball podcast.
It's all that red meat.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a lot of fun, man. We get some great guests. And we just had our first live show over at Pappas Restaurant in Cockeysville. And, you know, home of the greatest crab cakes ever. Oprah even said they were the best crab cakes
Oprah
in the world.
Oprah said it. Oh,
so,
boy.
You know, so that means they're really, really good. But it's an awesome place. They got a great sports bar. And it's awesome service. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Baltimore. So it was nice to actually host a show there. And we had the legendary Joe Orsolak, who's going into the Oriole Hall of Fame this year. So much fun to always catch up with him. And, of course, you know, talking about the game, Ohtani coming back, and just things around the league. So, yeah, check it out, the Be More Baseball podcast. We're doing some good things. It's a lot of fun.
And like you, Slack, a member of the BBT family going way back when. Mike Bordick, appreciate it as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you at Pickles next week.
Sounds good, Bob. All right, Vinny.
See you, Bordy. Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.